Hello everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Jerry, and how's everyone doing on Monday? What did you guys do on your weekend this week? Well, I don't know about mine yet because I'm recording this on a Friday, but, you know, tell me about your weekends in the comment section. As for today's video, it's from a YouTuber named Anna Akana. I've picked one of her videos before, if you guys still remember, and she talks a little bit fast, so maybe when you guys are recording, when you listen to the original video, maybe just, you know, listen it a few more times to get the perfect pronunciation, or you can just listen to my version. So today's challenge, today's sentence is, "But then I realize how stupid this is, because none of my friends are gonna intentionally exclude me from anything. Like, if they don't invite me, maybe they just don't think it's my jam, or maybe it was a mistake. But then I realize how stupid this is, because none of my friends are gonna intentionally exclude me from anything. Like, if they don't invite me, maybe they just don't think it's my jam, or maybe it was a mistake." And the first vocabulary from this sentence is intentionally. Intentionally. Intentionally 呢是个副词，意思呢就是故意的，或者是你有计划要做这件事的。那么意思呢就是跟 on purpose 是一样的意思。那 intentionally 呢这个副词就是从 intend 来的嘛。Intend 是个动词，就是意思是你的打算或者是你的计划。这样就可以说 I never intended to hurt your feelings， 就是我从来都没有打算要让你感到难过，就是伤害你的感情。这样就是可能在一些电影啊或者是情侣吵架的时候 就会听到这种台词。那么 intent 的名词形态呢则是 intention， intention 就是意图或者是你的计划之类的。像你可以造句说，Although parents sometimes nag a lot, it all comes from good intentions. 就是虽然父母有时候常常会很唠叨，但是他们都是好意的，都是来自好意的这样。那么 intend 的形容词形态呢，则是 intentional， 就跟 intentionally 很像，只是少 ly， 就也是意思也就是故意的或者是有计划的。接下来呢，我们的第二个单字呢，则是 exclude。exclude 的意思就是排除在外的，或是不包括他的。例句中也就是用 exclude me 来表达说把我排除在外嘛。那么 exclude 的形容词呢，则是 exclusive。exclusive 有一个意思呢，就是有种私人的豪华的感觉。像如果你说就是 exclusive party， 就是可以说像是一个私人的派对，就是只有某些特定的人才可以被受邀参加的感觉。那造句就可以说 That nightclub is really mysterious since it's totally exclusive， 也就是那个夜店呢很神秘，因为它就是一个私人豪华的夜店。所以 exclusive 就是用来表达说只有某些特定的人才可以去啊，或者只有被受邀的人才可以去的那种感觉。那讲到 exclude 呢，就会想到 include 啦。include 呢，也就是包括在内。这个单字大家很熟嘛，因为想说 including 什么东西什么东西之类的。不过它的形容词形态呢 ，inclusive， 则有一些比较延伸的意思。其中一个呢，就是指包含各种人的。我们可以先造个例句，可能会比较好了解。例如 ，Being inclusive is important in show business nowadays。也就是说，在现在的演艺事业中呢，包含了各种人是很重要的。那什么叫包含各种人？就是像包含了男性啊，包含女性，包含各种人种啊，包含各种族群都有包含在里面。因为好莱坞就是很重视平等嘛，就是各种肤色的人都要有演出的机会啊，所以我们就会用 inclusive 来表达这种概念。那此外呢，如果你是说某种价格是 all inclusive， 也就是说这个价格已经把所有东西包含在内了。例如你说 all inclusive vacations， 也就是说，哦，你可能只要付20000块，然后你这趟旅程什么，住宿啊，你的交通啊，你的食物啊，你的喝酒啊之类的，全部的那些费用都包括在这个价格里面，就可以说 all inclusive。那第三个单字呢，则是 jam，jam 大家都知道的意思就是果酱嘛，像是 strawberry jam 或者是 grape jam， 也就是果酱的意思。那么有另外一个呢，意思呢，则是指一种塞住或者是堵塞的状态。像你可以说 traffic jam， 也就是塞车嘛，像说 oh I'm stuck in the traffic jam right now， 也就是我现在正在塞车。或者是你可以说 paper jam， paper jam 就是纸被塞住了，就是常见在影印机嘛，例如你影印机卡纸，你就可以说 oh there's a paper jam。 然后最后一个呢，则是一个比较流行的用语，你可以说，如果你说 this song is my jam，也就是这里的 jam 就不是果酱或塞住的意思，就是指你喜欢的歌。像你听到某一首歌，然后你很开心，你就可以跟你旁边人说 Oh, this song is my jam。 不过除了歌曲之外呢，现在也常常延伸，就是当作事物或者是活动。像例句中的 jam 就是指一个 activity 嘛，一个活动。所以如果你可能朋友邀你去什么看个电影啊，或者是做什么事情，然后你不喜欢，就说 Oh, sorry, that's not my jam. Maybe next time 之类的，就是说 Oh, 我没有很喜欢，我们下次再约吧。也就是 jam 的另外一个延伸的用意。所以今天的三个单字就是 intentionally, exclude, and jam. And now let me read our challenge one more time.But then I realize how stupid this is because none of my friends are gonna intentionally exclude me from anything. Like, if they don't invite me, maybe they just don't think it's my jam, or maybe it was a mistake. So today's challenge is a little bit longer, and also if you listen to Anna reading this sentence, it's like super fast. So just make sure, you know...practice before you do the recordings and pay attention to the pronunciations. So that's about it for today, and see you guys next time. Bye.